Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Most museums in Milwaukee are currently closed due to the pandemic. That's left museum workers in an interesting predicament. How do they bring their work to people without actually visiting the museum? Ellie Gettinger is the education director at the Jewish Museum Milwaukee, and she's come up with a few ways of engaging with visitors digitally. She joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about how the museum's work is evolving during this pandemic.
Of course, we're doing this both from our respective homes. And normally, this time of the day, you'd be over at the Jewish Museum, Milwaukee. But of course, we're all staying in our homes. So when did you decide to close the museum?
The transition happened fairly quickly. I think we were looking at this kind of incremental approach the week of, you know, the 14th. That last week, I can't even remember dates at this point. I don't know if other people are struggling with knowing the day of the week. But last week about Friday, we were talking about, no, you can't have any more school group visitors. No, we have to limit these events. We had already taken down a lot of things. And then within a 2-hour period, it went from being, hey, we're going to try this kind of improvised schedule to, no, we're closed and we'll not be here from here on out. Within probably the period of 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Friday, the 13th. Friday the 13th, I should remember that.
Yeah, I think that was a big day for a lot of companies. Certainly us over at WUWM, Friday was kind of the beginning of us saying, okay, this is going to happen faster than we anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
What has the transition been like for your staff?
I would say challenging and interesting, and definitely novel. One big thing about working in a museum is that the product that you are putting out there for the universe is a place. This is, you know, you are telling people to come and visit me, come and see what I have available. And we are now totally closed for business in that way. So we really had to think, what about our business model was something that could be taken and made into some sort of remote, into something that could be done anywhere? You know, what is the sort of thing that we have that can be accessed anywhere? And really, the thing that we came up with is our sense of information, the stories that we tell, and being able to share those stories. You don't necessarily need the objects that are on display in the museum to share a story, but you can use that as kind of a touch point.
Yeah. So many museums have faced this same challenge, of course. What are the different ways that you're remaining engaged with your audience?
The first thing we did immediately after we heard that we were closing at 2 o'clock last Friday is we did a virtual tour of our current exhibit, The Girl in the Diary, which we're hosting it from Poland. And so that's been posted on YouTube. I think we have over 100 views on it, which is kind of, you know, that's a big number for us on a YouTube video. And then starting on Tuesday, I started doing these kind of 10-minute memories, museum moments, I'm calling them, of things that are happening, the stories we tell in the museum. And then I'm trying to kind of frame them with a contemporary context. So far I've explored Mount Sinai Hospital and its Visiting Nurses Association, and a picture of ladies having lunch in the immediate aftermath of the Holocaust in America to raise money for the survivors of the Holocaust. And then a story about Harry Weissman and his discovery of PKU. So we're pretty excited about all of those. We're going to be looking at the Settlement Cookbook. We're going to be looking at a number of other kind of Milwaukee institutions. And it's a great way of kind of building those stories and bringing them to a broader audience.
Yeah, I was really impressed by your video showing off the current exhibit. As you mentioned, it's called The Girl in the Diary. Tell us a bit about how you use a video to explore the concepts inside of this exhibit.
So, you know, it was one of those things that when you are in museum education, you're constantly thinking about how you're translating and what your audience is. For this, I know that people's patience for actually watching a video is much lower than their patience for being inside a museum and hearing someone talk. So I tried to keep it to the biggest salient points from the exhibit. And then my colleague Cassie Sackett went through and took pictures from the exhibit and really brought it to life by being able to have my words and the images merge together. I think she also did an incredible job of adding music just to make it a little more ambient, so you're not just sitting there listening to me talk with the hum of the museum all around you. I think one of the things that we all were a little sad about was we really love this exhibit and we've loved sharing it. And so the idea that it's going to be sitting there and no one could see it was just devastating to us. So this was just a tiny way of making that better for ourselves.
Yeah. How would you suggest that people continue to stay engaged with the museum during this shutdown of sorts, which we're really not sure when it's going to end?
We actually had a big meeting this morning to talk about other ways in which we can engage content and look at things we've already created in terms of previous exhibits like Stitching History from the Holocaust or our Blacklist exhibit, but then also kind of building some new conversations with community leaders and using technology like Zoom to maybe create some forums. So we're still working at what that looks like. We are going to have newsletters going out much more frequently, I would say once a week, with highlights of resources that are accessible and pinpointing different stories that people can learn. So if you're interested, join our mailing list. You can do that at our website, www.jewishmuseummilwaukee.org. Or, check out our Facebook page. We'll be pointing things there as well. And we really love for people to become part of the conversation at this time.
Ellie Gettinger is the education director at the Jewish Museum Milwaukee, and she spoke with Lake Fextroy Powers. Like a lot of museums, the Jewish Museum Milwaukee has come up with a variety of ways to interact with its exhibits, including its current traveling exhibit about the life of Rivka Lipschitz. She was a young woman who grew up in the Łódź ghetto and later held prisoner at the Auschwitz concentration camp.